Peter is always there to be, to suffer for all of you.
Give me a lawful livelihood without trouble. In the time of the prophet David, a certain man, beside every sage and before every simpleton, used always to utter this prayer: O God, bestow on me riches without trouble. Since thou hast created me a lazy bones, a receiver of blows, a slow mover, a sluggard, one cannot place on sore-backed, luckless asses the load carried by horses and mules.
Okay, how do you feel about that? Good thing, it's a very bizarre story. First of all, you started like what?
Like a normal stuff. Yeah, once upon a time, and try more.
David, it happened that a guy was like this. And it will tempt you, because you think, yes, so this is a very good excuse for my laziness. He was lazy, and he's good, so even I am lazy, and God created me lazy, so I can pray to God for all of this. Later, he will say, listen, when I said once upon a time there was this guy is that inner part of you. Do you remember we talked about inner part of you? Do you remember? I don't think so. I said, there are inner part of you, Rumi talked about it even in a book prior to all of this. Even in book one, he mentioned it. He said, listen, you have five senses. Of course, in the time of Rumi, it was five. Now, you know, the sixth for some dolphins, and I don't know, maybe some seven and something. He said, these senses, these are for animal, and they are not very good. They're enough for the animals, but not for us. Why? Because the animals needed the knowledge to deal with what? With environment, right? So they have given a machine which is looking outward and discovering the environment, right? Is that enough for us? Because do you remember I always draw this line? Look more seriously, because I believe in a crack between animals and human beings. There is no transformation. The mutation in them is not enough. Something is in us which was not here. And that's the most important stuff that you should listen to in this class. Rumi will talk about it, you will see in a couple of pages. Why are we created? Do you remember? Rumi said God created us because through us you could understand the truth, the real, the other side of this physical existence. This is what we are. We believe that consciousness, understanding is something that is growing, and life is created for that. The first animals, they understood their immediate environment. Then it expanded, expanded, expanded. Up to when? When we arrived, something else arrived. Why? self-consciousness, self-analyzing, self-understanding. So we need to look in. What are the tools? These tools are made to look out. This will give you the information from outside, not inside. Right? Let's dig inside. He said, there are five senses inside of you. The first one is
common sense.
Common sense. That common sense is in you. What is the common sense? Is beyond the reality. It's something that all of us will understand, but nobody could prove it even. But it's there. We know it. How? How we feel each other. We feel each other much deeper than animals could feel each other. Can't we or not? How do you do it? Talking. Ha ha ha. This part of us. This is the magical part added to monkeys. They don't have this. Vocal instrument, talking, words. That's what connects us to Rumi. That's the beginning. Then he said, oh, there is an inner ring to this, which is imagination. Remember that? He said, imagination is the second ring. So when you pass the common sense, you arrive in the field of imaginations. Go further, deeper, then you will find illusion to be another symbol. Then deeper than illusion, there is this thing that we call it fikir and zikr, means what you are talking about and thinking about and your occupied always in your brain is occupied with, you're thinking about, you're submerging. So it's figure and zigger, right? So then at the end of it there is something inside, that magical stuff that we call it again intelligence, apple. So look at these senses. This is how we work. First of all, the part of our life is dreaming, sleeping. Which part is it? It's one third almost. So it's not a minuscule stuff somewhere. And 11 days non-sleeping, you go crazy. 13 days, you will die. No. Just like that. And what it is all about. And the magical stuff happens over there. Even magically, the people with disability, in their dreams, they find that ability. They cannot even explain. So that theory of our dream is the mirror stuff of your experiences out of the window. That's outside sports. We don't know. Then it comes to imagination, then illusion, then there is this thinking. This apple, which I marked cross over there, is this fellow. How is he created? Rumi was explaining that to you. That you know that deep, deep, deep apple you have? This fellow is like this. Was like that. Was he is lazy bone. Yes. Why? This is the active doer stuff. That's the other one that reflects upon everything and everything should be slowly done in place. It's like that. Then who is he? Is it I'm slow. I'm the receiver of blows, I'm the victim, I'm the one who cannot do anything. Why? Because he is in the prison in you.
remember the parrot? We talked about the parrot. And I said, oh, that love story is in a cage of the merchant, because we want to deal with it. This fellow, when he is left alone, he is like this. He's poor, he can do nothing, because the ego doesn't let it to be activated even. Right? Now you will see how it could be activated. How could he be activated? Amazingly, you will see. Be patient, okay? Yes, Peter.
Inasmuch as thou, O perfect one, hast created me lazy, do thou accordingly give me the daily bread by the way of laziness. I am lazy and sleeping in the shade in existence. I sleep in the shade of this bounty and munificence.
Ah, what was that? That munificence arrives from where? So he's explaining a very bizarre stuff. I say, me? Yes, I'm powerless, I'm a little bit lazy, I sleep in the shadow, because I'm sleeping in the shadow of this bizarre existence of humanity in this creature. Do you remember that creator of kindness who is in me, entrapped? That one is talking about. Yes?
Surely for them that are lazy and sleeping in the shade, thou hast prescribed a livelihood in another fashion. Everyone that has a foot seeks a livelihood. Do thou show some pity towards everyone that has no foot? Send the daily bread to that sorrowful one. This doesn't make sense.
By me?
Waft, cause the cloud. It means either one or the other. Waft the cloud to rain in the direction of every land. Since the land has no foot, thy munificence drives the clouds doubly towards it. Since the babe has no foot, its mother comes and pours the ration of milk upon it. I crave a daily portion, suddenly without fatigue, for I have naught of endeavor except the seeking.
Okay. What was all this about? Anyone? Please, some explanation. What was this about? What is he talking about? First of all, who was this giving the lecture? Somehow, if you think that this is this lazy fellow we were talking about, he's ordering God what to do. Which is a little bit silly, right, to think about. So what is it? Rumi here, instead of that guy, is explaining something that could be like a prayer, because it's the prayer of this God. And what did he do in this prayer, Rumi? Painted something. What was that? A perfect creation. So, whatever happens, the other side of the coin is always there. Means in this creation, I'm looking around, I see perfection. Because, okay, I see that little baby comes to the universe helpless, but I see that emotion in the parents for parental care that is even scattered with the others who are not the parents even. But if the animal looking at the baby becomes somehow different, I see all of this. Therefore, I could believe that if there is a lazy fellow, there is something made for that fellow. That fellow is not left alone. Nothing is created here just like that. We are interdependent and interconnected, all of us. Okay, so we explain all this interconnection, and I said, then, okay, let me tell you, I'm poor. I don't have anything but what?
Love.
Yearning. Talab. first step, the only necessity, the only qualification. This is what that fellow has. Union. That's it. Nothing else. Union for what? Because when you see it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and that's the deepest part of me, which is connected to outside, because it works like this. It's like a closed circuit. That is my soul. And my soul doesn't understand what the hunger is. This will understand the hunger. My soul, the only thing my soul understands is, do you remember? The distance. I'm far away. I'm disconnected. I was connected. I want to be
reconnected.
We need that connection. We are disconnected because we are given animal brain. And my animal brain tells me there is me and the rest of the universe. Way to do really me and the rest of the universe. That me, that I, which is the basic of animal life, is disconnection. I don't want to be I. I want to go back to we. Because I believe my essence is we. I will be complete in we. When I'm lonely. I'm alone. And more than everything else, I am meaningless. Because do you remember my meaning? Our meaning is our personality, which is outside. That's what drives meaning of me. Inside? Inside is filthy, Oscar. You know, here inside is what? Bone, meat, and that kind of stuff. Meaning of me is outside, is my life is here. That's why if they put you in a solitary room, you go crazy. Because you lose all that. It's culture. We live in it. We live dependent to each other. Not for food and sex. For thought. That's what we need from each other. He says, okay, my God, you created me like this, and you gave me nothing but this yearning. Therefore, give me the rest. Let's see the magic happening, because the rest will happen. Yeah.
Thus was he praying for a long time, day until night, and all night until morning. The people were laughing at his words, at the folly of his hope, and at his contention.
Are the people laughing at this? If not in this class, I was outside sitting in a cafe and talking to people and saying, oh, you know what? There is someone inside me, inside of me, which is thinking about take me. I don't know. That's what it is. But listen, this fellow doesn't care about what the other people are saying because they don't know what's going on, right? But that's there, yes, it's a part of it.
Saying, marvelous, what is he saying, this idiot? Or has someone given him being of bane of senselessness? Mm-hmm. The way of daily bread is work and trouble and fatigue.
Means logically, the way of daily bread is work, right? The logic is saying, yes?
He hath given everyone a handicraft and seeking a livelihood. Seek ye your daily portions in the means thereof. Enter your dwellings by their doors. At present, the king and ruler and messenger of God is the prophet David, one endowed with many accomplishments, notwithstanding such glory and pride as is in him, For as much as the favours of the friend have chosen him out, his miracles are countless and innumerable. The waves of his bounty are tie upon tie. When has anyone, even from Adam till now, had 100 voices like an organ, which at every preaching causes people to die? His beautiful voice made 200 human beings non-existent. At that time, the lion and the deer unite towards his exhortation, the one oblivious of the other. The mountains and the birds are accompanying his breath. Both are his confidence in the hour of his calling. These and 100 times as many miracles are vouchsafed to him. The light of his countenance is transcendent and imminent. Notwithstanding all this majesty, God must have made his livelihood to be bound up with seeking and endeavour.
Yeah, another lonely lecture. Like what? These are the people. This is the reasoning you find outside, logically, right? They said, look at this David. Even he should work. That was it, right? But he didn't do it that way.